Firstly, everyone thought in South Africa it was amusing, because you've got all these international bodies, human rights bodies that are present in South Africa, and all sorts of human rights lawyers. The Human Rights Commission itself being in South Africa, no one is aware of that, and nowhere is it recorded in any human rights report that is out there. You can look at all the international human rights reports, there is no genocide. And specifically when you talk about genocide, you're talking about a significant and serious crime that would not be missed by anyone. So it was a bit strange that it actually came from a tweet. We were literally amused. So there is no genocide in South Africa. What you get in South Africa is crime, is crime that generally affects everyone. And if you talk about who's affected by crime in South Africa, you wouldn't go to the extent of saying it's a genocide. If anyone is affected by crime in South Africa, it's generally everyone. Most of black people who stay in the townships, who are confined in informal settlements where crime is high. So I think President Trump would be in a better position to give us the sources, the information that he has. But what I could note is perhaps that the only people who have been well articulate and are supporting what Trump has been saying is the Trump Plus, which is a leftist political organization or a community of leftist white people who refuse to progress in South Africa and integrate, who have been supporting that kind of language. So perhaps, without necessarily saying, they directly might have picked up on those campaigns that basically say South African, white South Africans and farmers are being killed. They might have picked up that language from them, but even then, it's just pure speculation.
So his tweet is in two parts. It also discusses an investigation that he has asked the Secretary of State to launch around the issues of land and farm seizures in South Africa. We understand that previously it was expropriation of land with compensation, a willing seller, willing buyer method. And then recently, in recent times, there's been a movement within the country of economic freedom in our lifetime and people owning the land. Can you give us more light?
Yeah, firstly, South Africa has a policy in place and different various policies in terms of land redistribution. That is even agreed in terms of the constitution itself. What has been happening is that we haven't had proper land redistribution in South Africa, at least for the previous disadvantage to get access to land. You will remember in terms of the dynamics, at least the population of South Africa has got almost 80% of black population, and you've got about 9% of the white population, and most of the land is still on white hands. And part of the transformation process that I've indicated has been failing. So government is in conversation with communities, including white communities themselves, in terms of how we can accelerate land reform. And I think land reform is not something new in South Africa. So the debate that is around expropriation of land without compensation is a debate. There is no such existing policy or law in South Africa that says expropriation without compensation. But what we have is a debate on how we can accelerate land reform, whereby there's equity in terms of how land is distributed. So part of that debate includes what is before Parliament now, where we're discussing how we can actually utilize the mechanism of land expropriation without compensation. And what we should also note in that debate, no one is saying all land should be expropriated for that particular purpose. It's still a debate. There is no law. There's nothing that's really in paper. And I think it was misleading for President Trump to even go as far as suggesting that there's something to be investigated when there's actually nothing. And I think his tweet was misleading to an extent that this is something that is already happening and there is no such thing. And if it does happen, it would happen through the lawful processes that everyone would have agreed to. And I think what everyone should appreciate is the fact that comparing Zimbabwe to South Africa, those are two completely different contexts. The fact that we have a conversation about this is progress on its own. This is about land reform and fair distribution of land so that everyone benefits. And we shouldn't look at land as taken from other people. It should be viewed within a broader socio-economic context. And the fact that people continue to live in abject poverty, and one of the main reasons is that they don't enjoy security of tenure. So in addressing issues of land, you're not only addressing issues of land, physical land, but you're addressing broader issues like poverty and inequality and so forth.
Lots of people say that the president's threat to have the investigation by his Secretary of State could also be an indication of maybe a threat from the West of sanctions that we've seen being imposed on Zimbabwe, also a way of intimidating South Africa with possible sanctions in order to move away from this debate or this robust discussion that you speak of.
Yeah, I don't think we're yet. I don't think that if he does proceed with sanctions, I think they'll be baseless. They would have no basis because, like I indicated, there's nothing that says there's anything that's been done unlawful in South Africa. Because you can't talk about expropriation of land without compensation when actually there's no such thing in terms of law. So if it's to be based on expropriation of land without compensation, that would be based on nothing. And I think, like I indicated, all of us were amused and shocked at the same time, so we still don't understand what the basis of that would be. So I assume if there were to be sanctions, they would be still be baseless and shocking. And like I indicated, the context within which this is happening is completely different from what we saw in Zimbabwe.